Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, it's the awards season.
Yes.
They just gave out the Drama Desk Awards. The Tony nominations are out, and you and I are voting on the Artie Awards, Buffalo's Theater Awards.
It was such a great opportunity to look back on the whole season of Buffalo Theater. So many great shows. It's going to be a good Artie Awards this year.
Well, it should be. Yeah, you do get to refresh your memory as you see the list of 100 supporting actors. Okay. And those nominations will be coming out shortly. The Arties are June the 8th, Monday, June the 8th at Babeville. And for me, it's also to see the evolution of the theater scene in Buffalo, having been doing it for 30-some years. The people who used to be the ingenues, the juvenile leads, are now the old folks, and the whole new crop of young people coming in, refreshing the supply. You can't be Peter Pan forever.
It is great to see a bunch of younger actors coming along. I just enjoyed Ghost, Bellissima Productions, at, well, they get moved around a lot. This time it's the United Church of Christ on Colvin Boulevard in Tonawanda. In the basement, sounds obscure. It's actually a wonderful venue, and I was quite charmed by Alex Reiser, who plays Sam, one of the many young men who are just taking over these leading roles.
Is he out of school yet or not? There are people like Glenn Chitty who appeared, you know, people like...
Quinn McGillion.
Quinn McGillion, who played Judas Iscariot. Young men of that category who come out of acting programs and they sing, they dance, they act, they're charming, they're good looking, and they get all those roles. I first saw him in the B-Way production of The Hung Man, in which he had to do an impersonation of Jimmy Stewart. Just dead on. It was so hilariously funny. The character in Ghost is not broad comedy.
No, it's very heartfelt, but chance for some great singing, and it's a wonderful plot. Most people will remember the movie with Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, and Whoopi Goldberg, of course. Yeah, we're at a moment about to pivot into summer when you're Shakespeare in Delaware Park revving up in the queue and the Legend of Georgia McBride getting ready to come on into Torn Space, which is an interesting, a collaborative effort. A lot of the BUA talent, the Buffalo United Artists, the Queer Company, in a collaborative effort with Torn Space to do the Legend of Georgia McBride, featuring Anthony Alcocer and the great Jimmy Janowski, Michael Seitz, Bebe Bulgari. This is quite the theatrical event.
Yes.
Happening over at Torn Space.
It has been on my calendar for months, and it is an opening next Friday evening.
Next Friday. The plot is simple. Anthony Alcocer plays an Elvis Presley impersonator who loses his job on the same day that he finds out that his girlfriend is pregnant. The bar where he performed has gone to an all-drag format. When he goes to pick up his things, there's an abrupt opportunity to do drag. He's desperate. He does it. And Jimmy Janowski needs to coach him. So... an interesting project for Tone Space to take on with some of Buffalo's most venerable queer theater people. But still time to see, talking about slightly queer projects, Lou Koliakovo playing Edna Turnblatt in Hairspray, glorious musical fair production at 710 Main, and Stevie Lukemp as Tracy, the girl who just wants to integrate a TV show, sort of oblivious to the times in which she's living.
It's nice to be oblivious in the times in which you live. For example, right now.
Right now.
Wouldn't it be nice? Speaking of the times in which we live, Just For Us continues at Jewish Rep. Basically, it's a stand-up show. One actor, and that's Jordan Levin, taking on the role of the playwright, Alex Edelman, who's an observant Jew who answers an ad inviting people to come visit a group of Nazis at one of their weekly meetings.
Well, they're not quite Nazis, Peter. I mean, they admire the Nazis, but they're kind of Nazi wannabes, I think. You know, he says explicitly, these are not Nazis. People are too sad for that. It's just,
really?
Believe it or not, despite the subject matter, this is comedy, but it is bizarrely touching and beautifully performed by Jordan Levin.
So, Tony Awards. Any surprises? Any I knew it all alongs?
Well, practically everything is I knew it all along. Yeah, no surprises. Laurie Metcalf getting saved. Do you see the New Yorker magazine? First Lady of the American Theater, Laurie Metcalf, and not really in a position to say she's not. You know, one of the plays she was in is up for Best Play. She's up for Best Actress for this unlikely production of Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. She's playing Linda Lohman. Now, how often do you hear of a production of Death of a Salesman where they tell you who's playing Linda first?
Right.
Nathan Lane as Willie.
Oh, him.
Oh, him, yeah. But Schmigadoon out there, Ragtime out there, Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York out there, Lost Boys out there, just fabulous Broadway shows. And if you can't get down to New York, well, the musicals at least, relax. They'll come to Shays. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.